Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, a little chilly, but other than that, everything's wonderful.
Well, my goodness. I mean, to be in the middle of December, it should be chilly.
Oh, but, you know, I do not like real cold weather.
I know.
I like it where it's 70 degrees. 70's just right.
Now, that would be perfect. Although, considering we're like 10 days away from Christmas, it is nice to have a little bit of chill in the air. It'd be nice. Now, be careful when I say this, but it would be nice if we had a little bit of snow, just a light dusting on, say, Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day goes away. And then we never see it again.
It didn't work that way. It either comes on strong, or we'll have a dadgum ice storm.
Yeah. It's never been
that
nice.
We never forgot that one we had.
Oh, I don't think we'll ever forget that. Oh, my
goodness.
That
5 days of ice just almost did us under.
Yes. Yes. And when you're at the mercy of the weather, I mean, literally, you got to wait for it to melt. There's just like nothing else you can
do. That's right. And it was so slippery and so slick, you couldn't go anywhere. You had to stay right where you were.
Yeah. And I remember people, you know, it hit while people were like on the interstate and they were stuck. And that was, there was no, you know, taking your time and getting off the road. It was just, I mean, that's where they stayed for a while. And it
you remember all those big trucks jackknifed back then?
Oh, yes.
They couldn't stay on the road.
Wow. I mean, that was just scary. It was, I hope that never happens again.
Yeah, all right. I hope we don't ever have an ice storm like that.
Yeah. So we'll take, I guess we'll, with that perspective, I guess we'll take like upper 30s in the morning.
That's right. Because it's going to warm up, they tell me.
Yeah.
It's going to get in the 60s. I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. See, now that's kind of nice. You have a little bit of chill, then you have a little bit of nicer weather, and it's a nice little balance that way. So I guess.
Did you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, my gosh. I was done like 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Did you do it before Black Friday?
Yes, because all those specials we kept seeing, it's just like they were all on TV, and it was like, oh, take advantage of the Black Friday week. And then it's like, well, geez, these are really good deals. And so, yeah, most of everything is already, I mean, it's already taken care of and ready to go. Yeah, how about you?
Wow. Well, no, I'm not through. I can't make up my mind.
You can't make up your mind.
I can't make up my mind.
Oh, geez.
I'm working on it, but I'm not through.
Well, you know,
I've been on Amazon so many times, it's ridiculous.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You know we're a week and a half out, right?
I know that. And I know I've got to get on it in order to get it here.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to quite make up my mind. Decisions on this year have been hard.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. It's just, you know, a lot of times, you know, in some years it's been, oh, this is, you know, the big, you know, like electronics this year is, you know, gangbusters deals. But now it's just like this year, it's like everything has great deals. And it's hard to decide now because there's so much
choice. And AirBuds this year are on sale all over.
Oh, are they really?
That was a hard deal to figure out which one to get.
Oh, yeah.
But I went with Apple.
Yeah, that's, they always say, and I don't know myself, but I read a lot of reviews, and a lot of people say, oh, we tried these two things, and this one was better, and I see all these things all the time. But they always say that the Apple ones are the go with the solid ones because they know that they're compatible, they work, they're reliable, and all that. So you probably made a good choice there.
I hope so. They were on sale. I wouldn't have done it without it because everybody else had sales on it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the sale at Amazon was better than the others.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yes.
See, now, those AirBuds, normally they're what, $350,
$300? These were $154.
Wow. See, now that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's how good the sale was.
Jeez. Wow. That's a great deal.
And ladies' purses. Everybody put them on sale, and you had to look at each store to see which one really had a good bargain.
Mm.
And Belk did not come down on the Brahmin bags, which everybody loves, until the last minute.
Really?
I mean, everybody else has already given great, great things. Kate Spade, Marc Jacobs, all these name brands. They had come down on Black Friday. Nordstrom Rack had the best deals on that.
Mm. See, now I would have thought
and
that they
Uggs
would have.
This year, Uggs are on sale everywhere. But the prices on Uggs you know, it's not even. Everybody will have $100 here, $160 over here, and Uggs comes in every shape of the world.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people this year said, I want a pair of Uggs.
Mm. See, now, Ugg boots, now I remember they first, let's see, several years ago, I think, it was hard to find a deal because everybody, it seems like almost, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that, they weren't marking them down at all, I think. And now.
That's right. Used to, they wouldn't. It was full price or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually
nothing. This year, everybody marked them down. Some didn't mark them down as much as others.
I see. I'm kind of surprised by that. I would have thought the deals would have been a little bit closer. But you say they're like, you know, $50, $60
There was a big difference.
Interesting.
I mean, you'd look at Amazon, then you look at Belk, or you look at Nordstrom. All of them had different prices. Quite a swing.
Wow. Jeez. You know, it's like a lot of times you look at these deals and you say, okay, well, you know, I get it here. It may be like $5 more than a special across town, but this sounds like it actually is worth doing your homework and researching if you're, you know.
You've got to look at all the different styles, everything about them.
Wow.
And, you know, they make them for men and women and children.
Wait.
Uggs are for everybody.
They make them for men, too?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, yes. Huh. Uggs makes a lot of them for men. They make slippers. They make moccasins. They make boots.
Wow. I did not know that. Interesting.
That's right.
Huh. Well, look at that.
Yeah, they make them. And, you know, they're fur-lined. Oh, my gosh, they're nice.
Did you slip yourself a pair of Uggs under the tree this year?
I'm thinking about doing that for myself this year, that I probably need a pair of Uggs. My
wow.
family loves Uggs. They have Uggs.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
And now my granddaughter is the only one without a pair. So that's what she wants more than anything this year, a pair of Uggs.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
See? Now you could get her a pair and get you a pair, and then everybody's happy. And everybody's
that's,
got some.
I think that's the way to go. I mean, yeah.
Now, if you wait for them to get you a pair, you may be waiting another 5 or 10 years. It may not
that's
ever
right.
happen.
That's right. Nobody would think of giving me those, even though that's what I'd really like.
Yeah. And don't they all expect you to get something for yourself under the tree every
they
year
anyway?
They know
I'm going to put something under the tree to me from me.
Have they ever got you the same thing that you got yourself so you have
no,
it twice?
No, never, because they... I always have in the back of my mind some little secret thing I'd like.
Something yeah. you've never told anybody.
Yeah, that I'm not even going to tell them I'd really like.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
That is pretty funny. Well, you better get on it because I'm telling you, the last-minute shoppers will delay shipping, and then there could be a weather thing and you know, may delay delivery some more. And, ooh, I wouldn't wait much longer.
Well, I'm going to try. This next week to finish up.
Well, good. I hope that works well.
Finish it all up.
Yeah. I'm just shocked that we're talking about days away from Christmas instead of like months.
I'm shocked, too, that it's this close to Christmas.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem like it. It seems like I'm still like back in Thanksgiving mode. I'm still, you know, thinking like, oh, okay, we have, you know, like a month to go. And it's just, I don't know what's happening with time, but it's creeping up and it shouldn't, because I used to make fun of people for it's like, you know, Christmas is the December 25th every year. And now I'm one of those people that caught off guard. So. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right. I know last week when we were talking about the Bidner policy and how this was a wonderful opportunity. How are we doing with filling it?
We are not finished on it. We've still got quite a bit of room. I had people yesterday that were up in their money they were putting in. We'd asked this one lady for a certain amount, and she said, no, I'm going to put $250,000 in.
Wow.
So that was kind of a shock to my system But I know they love the Bidner policy. I think a lot of people don't understand. If you were in the first Bidner policy, okay, it had several months on it. It has come down to 10 months. So if you go back in the second Bidner policy, that makes your profit really great because it's 10 months, it's 26%. How many times can you make 26% in 10 months? You tell me.
Yeah, I can't think of any other opportunity like that. That's just...
Because it's a conservative deal. It's not some fly-by-night deal. You know, it's an insurance policy. She's got colon cancer, advanced colon cancer.
I mean, it's like the first policy that you got was it was a great opportunity. People were really excited about it. It's almost like the second one is the same kind of excitement, but even better. And that's hard to.
It is even better because it's shorter, and you put the two together, and you've got a great profit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know this is a big, huge policy, and so it does take time to fill, but to see the excitement that people have about it is pretty inspiring, maybe, for people maybe who have never done a life settlement before, if they wanted to get in on a great opportunity to have a really profitable, conservative investment, this might be the one that they take on initially as their first policy. So for a new investor, this might be a great starting point.
I know they can come over to the office. They can call us. We can set up the account. Won't take long. They give us a check. We send it to Nevada Trust, and they're in business.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, pretty quick. How long would it take for somebody, say a new investor, to get set up?
Probably a week.
Ah, yeah, that's no time at all.
Because we've got to give them the life expectancy. We've got to tell them everything about it. We put everything in writing for them so they always know what we've said.
If there, because I know we were talking about new investors, if there are investors who have been with you for, say, several years, maybe haven't invested quite as much as they used to, is this a good policy for them to, say, reengage and get back in the game?
I think so, because we've got a lot of people that their policies went over because they were the older policies.
Yeah.
The newer policies are not going over, folks. They've been coming in on time, like the $6 million one that we just had mature. It came in on time. We've had four or five others this year in the last 2 months come in on time. So it'll make up for the ones that didn't. They haven't figured that out. That if they've got some old ones, yes, but the new ones are not going over. They're coming in, and it'll make up for the ones that did go over.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know we always talk, you know, every week about, you know, the risks with a life settlement, and one of them that you always talk about is that it could go over, and that's part of it. Some will go over. Some will come in on time. Some will come in early. That's just really, it's the law of averages over a long period of time. So if, I would imagine that if somebody gets hyper-focused on, say, one that goes over, there may be two, three, or four, or five, or 10 that have either come in on time or early. This is one of those that will pay off in a shorter amount of time. Am I saying that's the right way? Or
that's right. It's going to pay off in a short length of time. It's a great policy. She's got advanced colon cancer. Mm. And it came back in September really strong. That's why we did it, because it dropped to 10 months from where it was, and it dropped in less than a year. That's why we know she's seriously ill. And her husband wants to get this other policy sold. And so he came back to us, and we said, yes, we know the Nancy Bidner deal. We're interested in it. We want to do it.
The information that you had several years ago was pretty darn accurate to begin with. Which is what has made life settlements such a great conservative investment opportunity for so many people. But what has happened over the last couple of years is that the amount of data, the accuracy of data, and the more, I almost want to call it like the pinpointness, the specificness, the hyper, I guess when you zoom into the data, it's become more and more in investors' favor because of the additional information, the new data, the scientists, the doctors, all of these things that are involved with the LEs now. It seems like what has happened.
And the scientists that we're using now on this are very accurate.
Yes.
I mean, you can go back and look at the last 3 years that we've had them, and they're very accurate.
Yeah. So if people haven't invested, say, in a couple of years, the game is, it's still the same, but the data that they have now is even better than it used to be before.
It's a lot better. We're doing a lot better job. We're making people more money and quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So new people coming in, the Nancy Bidner policy would be what we would put you in right away. It's available now. You don't have to wait. We'd get your account set up, get you making some money, and we give you all the information when you come in or if you have us emailing. We tell you everything about her life expectancy.
What would it take for a new investor to get in? How, like a dollar amount, what's the minimum?
The minimum amount is $100,000.
Okay. All right. If somebody, because I know you've had some people to say, hey, I really, this is a great policy. I want to put more in. If a new investor wanted to do more, and I'm talking strictly just for their own benefit, for their own security, for their own satisfaction, would they be able to go higher than that? Or?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Once we know about them and know what their financial situation is, yes.
All right. Because I know
remember, they must be accredited to do this. They've got to make either $200,000 a year or they've got to be worth $1 million without their house.
And, you know, I'm kind of glad you brought that up because we always talk about people being accredited and you have to do this. And we talk about weighing, you know, the accreditation versus the risks and things like that. There are a lot of investors over the years who have come to you and said, you know, I want to get into life settlements. It's a great conservative opportunity. I don't have to worry about the stock market. I don't have to worry about, you know, market conditions or whatever weird things happen around the globe. And you know, no matter what happens, you know, my investment is solid. I'm protecting the principal. I'm still making money even when other people are not in real estate and this and that and the other thing. When people are coming over for the first time, you've had people that didn't think they were accredited, but then they went back, looked at their assets and realized, oh my gosh, we are not only accredited barely, but we're more than accredited because they've figured out, oh, we've got a 401k I forgot about or some property someplace or something like that, right?
That's right. Because, remember, their stocks, their bonds, their 401k, their IRA, everything counts. So when you add all that up, you're probably there.
It's pretty much everything except their main residence?
That's right. Everything except the main residence.
Okay.
If you've got a ranch, it goes in. If you've got cattle, horses, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the market value is, you can put it in.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was saying that the right way or not. So, okay. All right. So the for either, and there's two people that you may be, this would be a great opportunity for. Ones who haven't engaged in a while or new investors, a great opportunity for both of them to get into life settlements or re-get into life settlements.
That's right. And if people are sitting there on a lot of cash and said, well, I don't want to do it anymore, you might give this one deal a try and see if you make enough money to make you happy.
Yeah.
I think it would.
Yeah, especially if somebody hasn't done a life settlement in several years. Maybe they did a bunch and then, I don't know, got busy or traveled or whatever or thought, you know, oh, gosh, we've made enough money, and so we'll just kind of like sit here for a little while. Whatever the case may be, to what would you say? You said 26%, I think? Is
yes,
what they would make?
26% profit on a 10-month life expectancy.
Yeah.
Which is pretty darn good.
It is. I'm trying to think of anything else where you can have that kind of a profit margin in that short of amount of time, and I can't really think of anything.
No, because remember, it's a life insurance policy. It's going to pay off when she dies. They're not going to give you part of it. They're going to pay the whole amount.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if, you know, I know that people are looking at all kinds of other things right now. They're all excited. And it's also the holidays and people are, you know, spending this and their minds are on Christmas and travel and, you know, company coming over and all these things. But boy, it's not one of those things that takes a lot of people's time. So if they wanted to get into a life settlement, you pretty much, you know, check the box for it. Yes. And then you're in and you don't really have to even do anything.
That's right. It does it itself.
Yeah.
You buy the policy. When it matures, you get paid. There's not even you have to check it at night or midnight. You don't have to check it every 3 months. We will let you know the moment that person passes away.
Okay. And so for those who are interested, maybe they don't have an email, maybe they don't have, maybe they don't do in life settlements at all, the specific policy they're talking about. So if they called you on Monday and said, hey, I want in that thing that you were talking about, we're talking specifically about the Bidner policy for this
That's right.
moment.
And we would let them in the Bidner policy as long as we have room.
Yeah. All right. So if somebody wanted to call you Monday and ask about the Bidner policy, your phone number is...
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. It's got some great information about life settlements and about annuities on our website.
Annuities, another big thing that that people have started to, I guess, maybe annuities were, I don't want to say boring, but underappreciated?
It is a good thing to have a boring investment, let me tell you. It beats everything else altogether. Either one of these are life insurance tested. You know, they're both life insurance policies. That's what makes them so safe. It's not like the stock market that goes up and down. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not. I read this week where these people... had this advisor, and they had an IRA, and they lost $2,000 in a year.
Oh, geez.
And they fired the advisor. I would have, too.
Wow.
You know, they lost $2,000. They had to be in either mutual funds or stocks.
Yeah. And there's people.
If you lose $2,000 and you're retired, you're going to be hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you're not going to be very happy.
I mean, my goodness, it's like, you know, in the stock market, you could literally, 2,000 is nothing compared to what they could lose. They literally.
Oh, I mean, but these were people with not a lot. They shouldn't have put it in the market.
Yeah.
If they'd been wealthy, they'd have never noticed the two.
Yeah. My goodness.
Until it got up higher.
Wow. With either a life settlement or an annuity, you don't have to worry about losing $2,000 because these are both conservative. Now, the thing with an annuity is that you still get the excitement if the stock market goes up. But if, say, the stock market crashes and this balloon busts, then you don't lose your principal. There's a stop. Is a stop gap, a safety net?
It's a stop gap right there. You only get it when it goes up.
Okay.
When it goes up, yours goes up because it mirrors the stock market. But if it goes down, you have a stop loss that stops yours right there.
And we're talking about fixed annuities, not variables.
Fixed annuities. Index annuities, not variable annuities.
Yeah. Fixed annuities.
So, variable annuities you can lose.
Yes. And that's where you get into some dangerous trouble. But these are fixed. So your rate is locked in. And if the market goes up, you go up. If the market goes down, you stay where you are. But there's still are there still bonuses involved? I shouldn't just assume.
Yes, I thought it was going to end 2 months ago. It didn't. They've kept it. You can still get 13%. Now then, if you take the 13% and you just put it with the fixed rate for the first year, that's 16%.
Jeez.
So
for
you
nothing.
Can make 16%. First year without doing a darn thing.
Yeah. For like literally nothing. You don't have to do
nothing.
Anything.
You don't have to do anything. Just put your cash there and wait till they process it and it shows what you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, that's automatic. And so that's on top of your actual profit.
That's right. Because the first year you can either go profit plus 13 or you can go fixed rate and the bonus. A fixed rate and bonus would be 16. But if you want to take and make more money, put it in some of the indexes and take the bonus.
And there's what, 14 options?
I believe there's 14 choices, a lot of choices. And they're all good because they rat them out every once in a while and change them.
Have annuities always been this profitable, just didn't get attention, or?
No, I don't think so. I think the old annuities just had a fixed rate. They didn't have indexes. They didn't have any extra profit in them.
Mm.
You just put them in for a certain amount, and it was that fixed rate for 10 years.
Didn't they just go through and revamp some of the options?
They have revamped these annuities this year. So they've got top-of-the-line indexes. They took out a couple of indexes that weren't doing as well. So that they're on top of it every day.
For, say somebody's not doing either of these. They've never done a life settlement or an annuity before. What would you say, because if somebody's looking at this and saying, you know, it is probably about time and we're at that stage in our investment career where we might need to start, you know, offloading from some riskier investments maybe they've had in the past to maybe something a little bit more conservative. So for those people who have never done either one, what would you say is the biggest difference profit-wise and aggressiveness of the policies or the opportunities? What's the difference between life settlements and annuities?
Well, now, a life settlement is going to make more profit.
Hmm.
Okay? And most of the people that do it are 45 and up, okay? You can do an annuity and be 75 years old or 80, you know? It's much more conservative even for older people.
Okay. If I'm understanding right, and correct me if I say this the wrong way, life settlements pay out when the policy matures, which could, you know, it change. It might be, you know, 10 months. It might be 18 months. It could be just depending on the LE. For an annuity, the payouts are steady throughout. Like you could put it on a calendar. This is payout day. Is that a way
That's
to?
Right.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't take it every year, but if it's an IRA, they're probably going to have to take it every year. They've got that RMD they have to satisfy. But until you take it out of the annuity, you do not pay taxes. It's not like other investments. It's not like the stock market or anything else where you pay if you make it. This is all tax deferred. Until you start taking it out.
Okay. And
it's compound interest. And you get, it locks your profit in once a year. Every 12 months, it's going to lock it in.
Seeing how we're in the middle of December already, is there anything that people need to do with either investment before the end of the year?
If they have an RMD, they should take it for December 31st.
Okay. All right. Is that something that they should look at themselves or?
Well, we have it set up where they're notified.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah,
so you make
it
easy.
Yeah, all of them have to be notified because a lot of them, they will forget.
All right.
We had one year that a guy did forget until January.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's a 50% penalty if you don't pay it.
Oh, yikes. Whoa. All right. So, because I know people are busy, you know, especially, you know, at the holidays. They're, you know, running around shopping and traveling and all this other things that, you know, and people are distracted from normal life. They're on vacation. They're whatever is happening. There's a lot of stuff that goes on, you know, during the holidays. And so people are not always in the normal, you know, day-to-day grind of, okay, it's, you know, random Tuesday and in March and I got to do this and that. And so sometimes people don't always, you know, they're not always thinking about investments. And so, but you let people know and you would notify them and they don't have to think about it. Just, you know, kind of be aware and pay attention to communications that you're sending people.
That's right. And a lot of people now remember this. A lot of our people do not read their emails, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we've got where we text them and say, check your emails, folks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's I wish I was one of those people because I've got like five different email addresses and I'm always on them, you know, checking, flipping around.
I have five, I'd give up. I have two. That's two too many.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind. It's just getting to it every day.
I know it. You know, for one of my emails, the original email that I set up like 20 years ago, I've got probably hundreds of folders because I organize everything and I file things into a folder. I can never find anything. The most recent email I set up has about 10 folders. And so I'm not drowning in organizational chaos. So, yeah.
Right.
Email can be a bit much to keep up with sometimes. So it's good that you.
Well, and I erase as many as I can.
Delete.
And I'm always erasing the wrong one.
I know it. I'm afraid of doing that because I'll delete something and I'll think, didn't somebody send me something and I can't find it? And oh, my word.
Yeah, I have that happen all the time. Then I've got to do a word search and see if I can find it.
Yeah, it's why I save everything, which is why I have so many folders and it drives me nuts. So, but you follow up with text. Hey, speaking of communication, there's something else I wanted to point out real quick. For because I know that all these accounts are all set up through Nevada Trust. Here's the thing. Can you go into a little bit more, just real quick, about how when somebody does make a change or move something around or you know, transfer money or something happens, somebody from Nevada Trust actually calls people on the telephone and talks to them like face to face in person.
You know, they're real bankers. They're not just like everybody's getting rid of their branch offices. You know that.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of banks closing their branch offices. They don't want to talk to us. Don't want to give us customer service. It's all going to be on the internet, and you'll not talk to a single person. But you call Nevada Trust, you will talk. Either James, Chris, or someone else.
Wow.
And they're real people. We correspond with them every day of our lives.
That's pretty cool.
And if you need help, you call James, Chris.
It's so strange because in these days of faceless interactions, you know, you just click a button or you go onto a portal and you do something and you kind of hope it happens. And most of the time it does. But, you know, it's nice to kind of get back to where somebody actually picks up the phone and says, hey, we noticed you're doing this and you asked for this change or whatever. Is this actually true? It's nice. It's something that is rare these days and I would imagine much appreciated by people.
Well, and you know, lots of times people need to ask a question about a life expectancy and they hesitate to call me, and I don't know why.
Really?
A gentleman called me the other morning, Faye, I'm sorry to have to call you. I go, no, talk to me. You know, I want them to call me about the life expectancies. If they ever got a question, remember, I bought the policy. So I know the policy. You know, I can tell them what I know about it.
Yeah.
So don't hesitate to call me about a policy.
Goodness.
If you have questions, call me.
Yeah. I mean, you know more about these policies than probably most people will ever want to dig through because you read a lot of.
I hope I do.
Yeah.
Because I study them. I read all the doctor reports. I look at it and say, is it going to be profitable for the clients? Is it going to be too long? Is it going to be just right? And what is the cancer doing now? I don't care what it did 2 years ago. I want to know this year if that cancer is progressing, if it's getting worse.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like 750-something pages of stuff that you read.
Lots of times it's 1,000 pages.
Oh, my word. Oh.
Right.
My goodness. That's almost like sitting up with a book by the fireplace and just taking on just this massive novel. People, for new investors, don't let that be intimidating because it's not that they have to go through and read 1,000 pages of documentation.
No, they don't.
It's,
we get that LA and get it scrunched down where you can read it.
Yeah. You used to refer to it as page 14, but it's...
That's right. We used to have page 14. Now it's about 5 pages from the end. It tells you what the investment is, what your investment is, what the profit is, if it goes over, what it'll cost you.
It's basically a summary.
It gives you all the information right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So people don't have to be doctors. They don't have to speak, you know, medical speak or go to medical school to understand it. It's all right there. And so before people even get it, it's just interesting that you have so much that you read and so much research that you do before people even see it, because you throw out a lot of bad policies that aren't even, you know, anything that you even bid on. So you weed out a lot of just you know, people that are, you know, traveling the world and, you know, want to sell their policy just for fun. You weed all those out before, you know.
Yeah, and lots of times we think there's something funny going on and we won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, yeah. Your spidey senses tend to go off when you get
We had a case the other day. The man wants to sell his policy. He's divorced. Well, come to find out, he doesn't own it. The wife got it in the divorce.
Oh.
And he's trying to sell the policy.
Oh, wow.
Little fraud going on there.
Boy, somebody tried to get sneaky. My goodness. But yeah, you catch
all
that.
Well, when you've got a divorce, you got to check everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know what they did in a divorce settlement.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
All right, and every Saturday around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
Our trivia today is Bevo, the mascot at the University of Texas.
Ooh, cool.
It is so cool. You know, I did not know what year this started. It started in 1916.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the idea was an alumni named Stephen Pinckney. And in 1916, he got $124 together from all the alumni to purchase the first steer. And they got it in the Texas Panhandle. And the originally named was Bo. And everybody goes, Bo, and so they didn't know. And as I said, the steer is orange and white. They bred him for that coloring for the university.
Really?
And because of his horns and the length, that's how they got the name, Hook'em Horns.
Cool.
Yeah. And the last one, which is number 15, was introduced on October 16, 2015. All of them, except the very first one, has been owned by Betty and John, Sunrise Ranch in Liberty Hill, Texas.
Really?
They've owned every one of these and presented them to the university. Can you imagine?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And the first steer was not the original mascot. I thought it was.
Really?
The original mascot was a little American pit bull terrier named Pig.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of facts here about Bevo. And did you know that there's been 15 Bevos?
I had no idea that either. Interesting.
Yeah. And as I said, the original one, they called it Bo, but then they called it Bevo, but nobody knows why.
So they just changed the name.
That's right. And the first one died before he could even choose the name Bevo.
Oh.
The first one was named, they think, after an amber-colored non-alcoholic beverage, but they don't know that for sure.
Somebody's making up stories.
They've guessed about it all these years, but they do not know the answer to it, okay?
And we still don't know.
No, nobody knows.
No.
So then along came the others. As I said, they came from the same place. And who do you think takes care of them?
Oh, I don't know.
The boys, it's called the Silver Spurs, and they're in charge of bathing him, keeping him up, taking care of him.
Really?
Now, you know, he weighs 1,800 pounds. I mean, we're not talking about some little old bull.
Yeah.
I mean, steer. He's not a bull. He's a steer. But they've all become famous. Now, number 13 was the most famous. He won all these awards before he ever, when he was 3 years old.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And he attended the first inauguration of President George Bush in 2001.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah. And he was the winningest Bevo in UT history. And he was raised as Sunrise Studley before he became number 14. And they were changing Bevos, and both Bevos appeared in the football game. They've never had that happen again.
Really? Interesting.
And then number 14 attended George Bush's second inauguration. And he went to the Rose Bowl. He's been everywhere.
He's traveled all over.
He has. And his horns, as I said, measure 72 inches.
Good Lord.
And in 2008, he appeared at the Houston Livestock Show. He took home the honor of a reserve grand champion.
This is still number 14?
And that was number 14.
Wow.
Now, 15 retired after contracting leukemia, and he died. But now we're down to number 16. He was a young 19-month-old when he was unveiled as a special 100-year anniversary.
Wow.
Can you imagine? That was at 100 years for the university.
I know it. I can't believe. And that was like, what, eight years ago, I think?
Yeah.
My math is right? Wow. Jeez.
And now then, Bevo, too, he charged an SMU cheerleader, had to defend himself with his megaphone. And Bevo escaped from his enclosure, ran loose for 2 days.
Oh, geez.
And Bevo 5 once attacked a parked car.
Oh.
He broke loose and scattered the entire Baylor band.
Oh, my word.
And the other one broke free of handlers in 2019 during the Sugar Bowl. He scattered the reporters, and he almost reached the University of Georgia mascot, an English bulldog.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my gosh. And he has his own trailer. They take him to all the games. They said he's very docile, really.
Yeah.
Unless you really get him riled up. He's at the end of the field. You can pet him. I mean, they say he's very docile. I don't know if he really is or not.
Docile's not the first word that comes to mind, but we'll go with it.
And he's one of the most recognized college mascots in the entire history of football.
Yeah.
And he's the toughest looking animal mascot in sports.
You want something intimidating, here's your guy.
Here's your guy right here. And there's been so many of them, and all that one family has brought every one of them to him.
Yeah, I never knew that they all came from the same family. I had no idea. I just assumed they just, you know, wherever, but I don't know, maybe they got something special in the water. I don't know, but that's cool.
And there was the other day, they didn't let him go to Georgia. They just figured it was too much for him to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
But they said he'll either stand or sit at the end zone, and he's occasionally greeted by the players when they make a touchdown. He's bred to be docile. Now, do you believe that?
No, I don't.
I don't believe he's very docile. I mean, I would not want him coming at me.
No. Nobody's saying, oh, look at that cute little thing.
That's right. But I don't know how they bred him orange and white.
I don't know either. That's kind of fascinating to me. I mean, they must do something special, I guess, but I don't know.
And because of his horns, that's how it got the name, Hook 'em Horns. Yeah, that's they always yell, Hook 'em Horns.
There were 72 inches. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like.
Yeah, but can you imagine if it gets loose on the field? That's hilarious.
Lord. That is funny. I didn't realize that there were so many stories of of him getting loose. Now that's where the comedy lies.
It is, and I love it when that that band member said he had to throw his megaphone at him, and that was as he's running.
Yeah. It's got to be something for the other team to all of a sudden have that thing come at you.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this huge steer, you know, just standing there, and all of a sudden he takes off.
Yeah. You know, you kind of wonder, in the back of your head, are they thinking, are they like glancing over there every once in a while thinking, is he staying still? Is he coming at us? You know.
That's right. I mean, they say he's very docile, stands or sits down there at the end.
Yeah.
I would not want to be the one holding him.
No.
I guess they have some boy holding a rope around him or something, surely.
My goodness. I mean, for 1,800 pounds, that's hard to control for a little.
That's right. And when he starts off and somebody upsets him, I think you're just running beside him, you
know? Yeah. He's trying to keep him. What are you going to do if you catch him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when he went after the A&M band, I'll bet that was hilarious. I mean, he scattered that band pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I would almost think you need like a cowboy on a horse with a rope ready to go and stand by in case something happens.
Yeah. But can you imagine? He went to the inauguration of George Bush.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
It is cool that the steer went.
Yeah.
I'm in shock that they would take a steer to the inauguration.
Yeah. That's your plus
Texas.
One. Yeah, that's true. You're not going to do that.
Only in Texas would they do something like that.
Oh, wow. That's not going to happen in Virginia for sure.
No, it wouldn't happen up north at all. They probably looked at us like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, wow. The Old West has come to town.
That's right. And you can see the Old West has never left when you see this dadgum huge steer.
Oh, I know it. Wouldn't that be just, I mean, it would be fearsome and awesome. Awesome at the same time. It would be really cool. So,
and it's orange and white. Can you imagine?
I don't know how they do that. I mean,
I don't know how. They said they bred him that way to be those colors.
It's kind of strange. I don't know the biology of animals and how to do things like that, but I would think that would, it's not just, you know, it's not like spray paint. You know, there's,
that's right. And 1,700 pounds, he can just about have his own way.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, and those boys would have to take care of him, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Probably takes four or five of them to get him to do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to see, though, some tape of when he gets loose. Just watch people scatter. It's kind of
fun. Can you believe he's been to 5 conference football championships?
I that's awesome. I mean, that is just really, really cool.
And number 13 was the winningest Bevo in UT history.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing to me.
I didn't realize it went back all the way to 1916 either. That was kind of a shock to me.
1916, I can't even imagine. And they got $124 together to purchase the first one. But, you know, it says that all of them are actually owned by that rancher. So I wonder if he just gives it to them for 10 years or 15 years and gets it back. Because they said that one retired back out to the ranch.
Oh, yeah. So they're like on loan for a certain period of time.
Yeah, loan for as long as he's up to it.
Yeah.
But they said number 13 was the winningest Bevo in history.
Wow. And we're on 16 now, right?
Yeah. And number 13 won everything. You know, they said at 3 years old, he was winning championships.
Jeez. I just can't even, I'm kind of blown away of the whole story of the whole thing and where, I guess, the places that Bevo has been, I guess. It's almost like he's been to cooler things.
He's been to more ball games than most people ever thought about going.
Yeah. It's like, if you want to go to cool events, be a Bevo.
That's exactly right. And no telling how much he eats.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Jeez.
If you weighed 1,700 pounds, I imagine it takes a lot.
Yeah, Yeah, and there's two words that I never imagined would ever be said in the same sentence, and that's Bevo and docile. I would have never put those two together. But yeah, only in Texas, this is what we do. So
yeah, and everybody goes, you have a steer on the field.
Yes, it's not a guy in a suit. It's not. It's not.
It's the real thing.
It is the real thing. Yes.
Well, this is one mascot people won't be stealing, isn't it?
No, that's true. No, nobody's going to steal that one. My goodness. I can't imagine a more intimidating mascot.
That's right. He's pretty intimidating. Imagine those boys when they first start taking care of him. Look sideways a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be making sure I keep that one happy at all times.
That's right.
You don't want to make that one mad.
And they say he's very docile unless somebody really gets him riled up.
Yeah. I wonder if there's like when they're like raising him and taking care of him, I wonder if they like teach him some kind of a special motion or word or command or something that they could like set him loose at any moment just to kind of stir things up a little bit. Like a secret
word. I have no idea what what words they've taught him that he understands. But I guarantee, I bet he understands eating.
Yeah.
Chasing. Running.
Fetch, maybe.
Fetch, oh yeah. He'll get the other team.
Yeah. Run across the field and go horn the horn section.
That's right. Well, he almost got that band, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody's actually
after the Aggie band. That I'll bet that scattered them.
Yeah, I bet they're still telling that story.
I said, you know, we met Bevo, all right.
Oh yeah,
right behind us,
up close and personal. Wow.
And I imagine he's pretty fast.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah, yeah. Now nobody's actually gotten hurt though, right? Because
nobody's ever got hurt.
Okay,
he just scared them.
I would hate to make jokes and all that if somebody had ever actually got hurt.
No.
Good.
It just talks about what he's done. To that band instrument and a few other things.
And a bullhorn.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know,
wow.
The guy had to defend himself with the bullhorn because Bevo was right on his tail. He was running right after him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wow, that's got to be
insane. Then when he chased A&M band, I would love to have seen that.
Oh, I know it.
I mean, wow. They were scattering over that field.
Uh-oh. We got to go. Run.
That's right. So we're leaving right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And he probably just ran toward him and then just stopped.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Just probably wanted to go up and say hi. How y'all doing?
Because he's used to people, you know, he's around them all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I imagine standing, you know, in on the field at a game like that. Not only do you have people running all over the place, but then you've got all the, you know, the instruments that are playing. You got the crowd noise, and so he's used to.
Oh yeah, he's got noise going all the time.
Yeah,
and he doesn't react to that.
Yeah, I mean those stadiums, the games can get loud. You would think that, you know, because, I mean, there's a possibility that something like that would spook them, but I would imagine they're used to it, so it shouldn't be a...
Apparently he's used to all this. I don't know why he went after him.
I don't know.
But he did. He got loose.
That's hilarious. Wow.
I know.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Maybe you should get Bevo as a mascot for American Financial. I'm just saying.
I don't imagine you could afford a Bevo. I mean, Bevo is worth a lot of money to the university.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the expenses.
But, you know, they never could figure out before that guy died, how come him to name him Bevo?
Yeah, so now there's just folklore and tales and guesses.
That's right. They don't know because he died before he could tell anybody why he named him that. But to pay $124 and they had to raise the money in 1916 to buy.
Wow. I can't even.
And he came from the Panhandle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That is just, I had no idea of all the history.
I bet they're insured. Had you thought about that?
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that. Oh, I bet you're right.
I bet they insure him.
Good Lord, they'd almost have to. Jeez.
I'd insure him to make sure nothing happens to him.
Yeah. Boy, that's a very, that could, I'm just kind of running through, not only insurance, all the other things involved, food, the expenses of travel.
Oh, well, yeah.
That is a pretty costly mascot.
But remember, they have $47 million in endowment.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. So.
Oh, and another thing. University of Texas has just announced anyone that makes under $100,000 a year, their children can go free at the university.
That is cool as all get out. Coolest thing I've heard.
Isn't that the most awesome thing?
It is.
Yes, your child can go there, no tuition.
That is awesome.
They will
awesome.
Grant you that if you make less than $100,000.
Yeah.
That's the neatest thing I've heard.
It is. Wow. That is cool.
I mean, so anybody can go to college in Texas. If you've got the grades to get in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's a great school, too. So it's not like it's...
It is a great school.
It's not like...
And great people have graduated from there.
Yeah, they have. Oh, my word.
And there's another one. I think it's Tarleton State is going to do the same thing.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So a lot of these schools are really helping the kids in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a nice thing. I mean, you don't always hear about
it. I mean... We want everybody that wants to go.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, it continues a great foundation for keeping not only the country, but the state going as well with, you know, that kind of, the kind of people that they produce after you go. It's just, you know, they contribute to society and make things better every time. So. All right.
Oh, it is.
Before we wrap, with a life settlement, I know you already went over the accreditation. One more time, though, what does it mean to be accredited?
You must make either $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your home. And the minimum investment is $100,000.
Okay. There are two risks. We kind of lightly touched on one of them earlier, but what are they, just to kind of sum up again?
The main risk is it could go over. If it goes over, you have to pay premium. And so you need to know in advance what the premium will be. And we always tell you in advance. Anything that about the policy, we will always tell you in advance, and we'll always put it in writing. And all monies are handled by Nevada Trust. They are the trustee on every account. They handle your money. So that is another thing that most people do not have as a trustee.
That's true, and that is a very big deal. The Bidner policy is the one that you're filling right now. If people are interested, whether they haven't invested in a while or they're a new investor, both are a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity for both types of investors, and I assume that you're open on Monday, business as usual all next week.
We will be open every day this week, so people need to talk to us, call us on the phone if you want to speak to me. I will be glad to talk to you personally, walk you through it.
Yeah.
If you're new, I'll walk you through every phase of it.
It's a great conservative investment, and you can get people set up in a jiffy and get in on this. So one last time, Faye, for people to call, get information, get set up, get started, re-engage wherever they are in their career, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.